understand why some commit crimes, get inside their head. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Matthew DeLisi, professor in the Department of Sociology at Iowa State University, determines if homicidal ideation is a factor in whether some criminals commit more serious crimes.
Everyone has likely uttered the phrase, "I could have killed so-and-so," but the phrase is meant merely to express frustration and not a serious threat. For some criminal offenders, thoughts about killing someone are enduring and associated with many forms of crime. Surprisingly, criminologists have largely ignored the study of homicidal ideation. Along with my colleagues with the United States Probation and Pretrial Services, we explore the prevalence of homicidal ideation among a population of federal correctional clients. Homicidal ideation was rather rare, with 3% of clients exhibiting some evidence and 9% exhibiting definite evidence based on psychological and psychiatric reports in the offender's files. Although it was relatively rare, offenders with homicidal ideation were significantly more likely to commit murder and other serious crimes such as kidnapping, armed robbery, and assault. Our research also shows that offenders with homicidal ideation were first arrested about a decade earlier than offenders without it. They also had much more chronic and severe criminal careers, including about 3 times more arrests, and performed much worse while on probation and parole. They were also much more likely to have been diagnosed with oppositional defiant disorder and conduct disorder during childhood, antisocial personality disorder during adulthood, and display intermittent explosive disorder and schizophrenia. However, it is important to note that homicidal ideation is not a byproduct of these conditions and stands alone as an explanation for serious crimes. Given these powerful effects, more research is needed. These findings could also be very important to criminal justice practitioners who supervise and manage correctional clients. Considerable caution and security should be used when dealing with offenders with homicidal ideation, for they are among the most volatile and violent of offenders.
That was Matthew DeLisi of Iowa State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.